Okay, we'll be starting a series, no, a mini series po sa aking pong 8 o'clock service, no. At ang series po na ito ay nakabase sa libro po ng Jeremiah, no. Hindi po natin titignan po yung buong aklat po na ito dahil mahaba, pero kukuha po ako ng mga ilang pong mga passages sa Jeremiah at yan po ang magiging mga verses po natin. At if you want to have a glimpse of what we will study for 1 month, beginning starting today, no, we will look at Jeremiah and God's judgment. Yan po ang magiging tema po natin ngayong araw po na ito. We will look at Jeremiah and God's heart. We will look at Jeremiah and God's plan. And lastly, sa last Sunday po of my slot, we will look at Jeremiah and God's call, okay, or God's missions. You see, brethren, 2020 was a very difficult year for us as a family. No, it was early last year that my ailing bedridden mother, yung nanay ko po, passed away. Birthday po ni Pastor Robby, namatay po yung nanay ko. No, naalala ko po talaga dahil syempre special po yung birthday po ni Pastor. Happy birthday, Pastor. At the same time also, mabeling tandaan dahil namatay din po yung nanay ko po last year. It must have been very, really hard for my eldest sister who took care of our mother for about 6 years since she had a massive stroke. Especially, no, it's very hard for her to break the sad news to us. I remember when she called me on that day, there was a long silence before she finally found strength to speak. In between sobs, habang umiiyak po siya, she told me what just had happened. And honestly, I would not take the place of my sister in delivering that heartbreaking news to our other siblings and loved ones. Ang hirap, sa totoo lang, nasabing namatay na si mami. No? It was a very painful time indeed, not only for her, but of course for all of us. If telling loved ones about the death of a family member is difficult to bear, imagine the agony of bringing the news of the death of an entire nation. Imagine mo, no, pamilya mo, isang ka-family member, napakasakit, sabihin na namatay na sila. Just imagine how unbearable or the agony of bringing the news of the death of the entire nation. What would you do if you have been tasked to bring such bad news? Imagine yourself in that situation where you've been given the job to inform the whole nation that their time and their life as a nation is about to come to an end. Sabihin mo, hindi na kayo magiging bansa, marami sa inyo mamamatay. Jeremiah the prophet lived in such a time in Israel's life when he was tasked to do such a call, to announce the doom and destruction of their nation. Imagine, listen to this, imagine the torment in his mind and heart that he would announce God's judgment to his own very people, Judah. Imagine the immense sorrow he had for them, the deep grief that his own nation will seize and will be conquered by the dominant wicked nation of their time, the Babylonians. No wonder, brethren, he was called the weeping prophet, diba? We can actually further confirm Jeremiah's mourning over the people of Judah when we read his letter. And that letter, the Lamentations, that is the dirge. When you say dirge, it is a solemn hymn. It is a weeping hymn for his fellow Jews in the book of Lamentations. And so the book of Jeremiah is a letter of judgment against Judah. And mind you, brethren, nung binabasa ko po ito, wow, grabe. Nakakatakot talaga. Imagine ninyo, no, just this is just an example. Chinese armies papunta na at papatayin na maraming Pilipino. Sino sa inyo dito magsasaya? It is a difficult and sad narrative of God's woes against his people, Judah, because of the fact of their rebellion, idolatry, and wickedness. See, brethren, let us look the history of Israel in a brief way for us to appreciate at this point of Jeremiah's life. Okay? Magkaroon lang ho tayo ng konting pagbabalik tanaw sa nangyari po. It all started actually in the year when the people of Israel, at that time a unified kingdom, it was divided into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. Ilang beses na ho natin narinig po ito. The northern kingdom of Israel, composed of the 10 tribes, and the remaining two, the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, composed of the southern kingdom of Judah. So imagine ho ninyo, parang Pilipinas, yung pong nasa norte, ito yung po yung Israel, at ang naiwan po sa baba ay ang Judah. The northern kingdom of Israel rebelled against the Lord by setting up places that were prohibited by the Lord Himself. It started with the name Jeroboam. Sabi ho ni Jeroboam, ayaw na namin magsumamba dyan sa templo, dyan sa Jerusalem, gagawa na lang kami ng sarili namin. So ganun po ang kanyang ginawa. They set up idols, places of worship that were prohibited by the Lord Himself, and then eventually, it led the whole people of Israel away from the true worship of Jesus or of God. And guess what, brethren? Who led this rebellion and wickedness? Sino ang nanguna? It was their own king who was supposed to be the civil protector and spiritual leader of the people. Siya ang nauna. At dinala niya ang buong bansa sa pagtalikod sa Panginoon. The Bible tells us that all the kings of the northern kingdom of Israel, all the kings, lahat ng leader po nila, were evil in the sight of the Lord. And ayaw ho ninyo na ilagay sa epitaph kung kayo po ay namatay na. But the epitaph of their kings, each of their kings was mentioned in 1 Kings chapter 15 verse 34. Listen to this. Sabi niya, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of Jeroboam and in his sin into which he misled the whole Israel. So lahat po ng epitaph ng mga hari ng Northern Kingdom of Israel, ganyan na palagi sa dulo po ng kanilang buhay, then he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Yan po. And so, in the year of 722, for about 210 years existence of this Northern Kingdom of Israel, this kingdom fell into the hands of the Assyrians. The Lord judged the Northern Kingdom of Israel into the hands of the Assyrians. At kung kayo po ay isang bansa, ayaw ho ninyo na atakihin po ng tribo na ito, mga Assyrians. Sila po yung mga nagtutusok po ng tao, ginagawa hong barbecue. At hindi po nakukontento, sinusunog pa habang nababarbecue, literally. How about the southern kingdom of Judah? While all the kings in the north have departed from the ways and worship of God, their counterpart in the south had a mix of good and bad kings. Hindi naman po lahat masama. Mayroon din po mga mabubuting mga hari. There were good kings who brought the people of Judah to repentance and to true allegiance to God. Out of 20, or estimated, sabi nila 20, pero specifically 19 kings, kasi yung isa reyna, no? Out of 20 leaders, 8 po doon ay mga mabubuting hari. 8 out of 20 kings were good kings. And one king, one particular king, during the time of Jeremiah, was the name Josiah, the King Josiah. King Josiah brought spiritual reform to the people when they found the scrolls, the book, the law. No? Nagkaroon po ng spiritual revival. But that revival was short-lived. And some scholars told us na, sabi nila, it's matter of preference or matter of, kumbaga, personal preference po kung bakit sumunod lang yung mga tao at hindi po tumagal yung revival po na yon. After Josiah, the last three remaining kings of Judah were again all evil in the sight of the Lord. Jehoiakim, Jehoiakim, and the last king of this people, of this kingdom, was Zedekiah. Okay, was Zedekiah. Therefore, because of this, in the year 586 BC, wag kong malito sa dating po, pababa sila because alam ho natin, di ba, pababa po yung kanila pong dating at that time. In 586 BC, Jerusalem was taken and destroyed, and the people of Judah went into exile to Babylon. So 586 BC. And so Jeremiah, between the 13th year of Josiah, 627 BC, and to the year 588 BC, God used the prophet Jeremiah to warn the people of Judah. So just to give you a perspective, Jeremiah was ministering to a people of Judah for about 40 to 42 years. 40 to 42 years, nagmi-ministero si Jeremiah at wala pong nakinig. Walang nakinig sa kanya. Just imagine, put yourself in Jeremiah's shoes, situation. Imagine yourself preaching the gospel for about 40 years with no fruit of repentance. Jeremiah was called to preach repentance, and he did it, actually, faithfully, for 40 years. And sadly, no one listened, and the Lord's heavy hand was upon this hard-headed people of Judah. And so if you read Jeremiah 34, verse 6, sabi niya, then Jeremiah, the prophet, told all this to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and all Jerusalem. And so this book was given, the prophecy of Jeremiah was given to the people of Judah. For about 39 to 42 years, Jeremiah preached the gospel of repentance, but no one listened. And so the heavy hand of the Lord came about 586 BC. And so if you study this book, no, I would like to appeal, if you have in your own personal study time, you will notice that the obvious purpose of this book is to bring forth the judgment of God against the people of Judah and the call of God to repentance. But corollary to this purpose is the express compassion of God through the eyes of the weeping prophet. That's why, mga kapatid, sa mga susunod na linggo, pag-uusapan po natin ang mga ilang pong aspeto nito pong aklat po na ito. Gaya po ng judgment ng Panginoon, natitignan po natin ngayon ang puso ng Diyos, ang plano ng kaligtasan, at ang panawagan po natin na magmisyon. Titignan po natin yan. So, are you ready? Amen? Hindi yata. And so, as we dig into Jeremiah's book, we will not be able to avoid studying or looking into Jeremiah's call as God prepared him for the job of bringing the verdict of judgment to the people. So imagine po, no? Heto ngayon, ang Panginoon, magbibigay siya ng mensahe ng destruction, ng paghatol sa kanyang bayan, at meron po siyang tatawagin, ang pangalan po niya ay si Jeremiah. So paano iahanda ng Panginoon itong taong ito? So, how did God build Jeremiah for this daunting task? And I'm sure you can identify with Jeremiah because nowadays we live in a world full of depravity, wickedness, corruption, apostasy. Punong-puno po tayo ngayon. There's the proliferation po of the LGBTQ agenda. There's now the bill of what we call the bill of choice. No, lately po, meron po kami mga pinapakinggan in Australia. Abortion and even po yung sexual discrimination is strictly prohibited. Kapag ka nagsabi ka sa iyong anak na ikaw babae ka, ikaw lalaki ka, kapag narinig ka ng kapitbahay mo, pwede ka nilang i-report sa police at pwede kang makasuhan. Because again, that, sa bansa po na yon, legalized na. No, normal na. No, yan na ang kultura. Yung mga bagay na taliwas sa salita ng Diyos. We live in a generation full of wickedness. Even sa ating konteksto sa Pilipinas, pag sinabi mong gobyerno, anong unang-unang pumapasok sa isipan mo? So you can identify with Jeremiah. At paano tayo inihahanda ng Panginoon sa pagpapalaganap ng kanyang ebanghelyo o mismo ating testigo para masabing tayo ay mga anak o bayan ng Diyos? What preparations did God use to settle Jeremiah so that he will be successful and you will be successful to your call? And so open your Bibles with me, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 to 10. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 to 10. And it says, now the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, alas, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak because I am a youth. The Lord said to me, "Do not say I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go, and all that I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you," declares the Lord. Then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." And so, ano ang paghahanda na ginagawa ng Panginoon sa atin bilang mananampalataya para tayo ay maging ilaw ng sanglibutan? Ano ang ginagawa po ng Panginoon sa atin para kumprontahin ang isang bayang tumalikod sa Diyos? Paano tayo makaka-identify kay Jeremiah sa kanya pong panawagan upang masabing yan ang nais ng Diyos sa atin, sa buhay natin bilang mga mananampalataya? Ano ang reminder ng Panginoon through this passage tungkol sa buhay mo at tungkol sa buhay ko sa gitna ng isang komunidad na punong-puno ng pagkakasala at pagtalikod sa Diyos? Still with me? So, apat po na ibinigay po ng ating pong Panginoon sa passage na ito. First of all, God predestined His messenger. God predestined His messenger. Verse 5, "Now the word of the Lord came to me, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I have appointed you a prophet to the nations." It is an astounding reality, brethren, that even before the world began, God has already chosen Jeremiah to be His prophet at this particular time in Judah's apostasy and rebellion. Napakalulahong isipin na ang Panginoon ay pinili na niya si Jeremiah sa punto po ng kwento po kasaysayan ng Israel. This means, brethren, that God was not surprised about Jeremiah's plight. Di po ba? Hindi ho nasusurpresa ang Panginoon. He has already taken notice of Jeremiah's situation. God already knew the people of Israel will abandon him, his ways and his will. God knew already that the people of Israel will bow down to Baal and they will put also high places instead of coming to worship him in his temple. Hindi ho nagugulat ang Panginoon, hindi siya nasusurpresa. Oh, bakit yan ang ginagawa ninyo? Hindi po, alam na ho niya. God knew that the people of Israel will ignore His prophet Jeremiah. Brethren, this is one principle that I would like to share to you given this passage, given this truth. Nothing and no one will escape God's notice because He already knew what will transpire in the life of Israel and His prophet. Alam na ho ng Panginoon. Jeremiah might not know the very reason why God allowed such wickedness and apostasy, and yet he trusted that God knew what he was doing. He trusted that God knew what he was doing. Alam ng Panginoon. At panatag si Jeremiah na ang Panginoon, alam niya ang kanyang ginagawa. Jeremiah was mindful that his role and responsibility as a prophet was part of a transcendent and higher will of God. Maaring sa punto na ngayon, "Lord, bakit niyo tinawag na ipamukha sa kanila ang kanilang kasalanan? Napakahirap nito, 42 years. And yet, Jeremiah was confident that in fulfilling his role and responsibility, God has a higher purpose. May mas matayog na layunin ang Panginoon. He may not completely understand why he was called to such a lofty calling, and yet Jeremiah knew that God is carrying out a plan that is beyond his understanding and comprehension. Actually po, God was fulfilling a plan of redemption, and He has already predetermined it. Alam niyo po, sa kwento po ng Israel, bagamat sila po ay dinala po sa Babylonia, no? Mayroon pong pangako ang Panginoon na pababalikin po sila. You just imagine po, no? Last Christmas po, we had a family messages or family devotions. And one particular topic po ay yung pong sabi po doon sa author na ang Panginoon, bagamat hinatulan niya ang kanyang bayang Juda, but still, He gave us a remnant. Just imagine, pag wala pong pinabalik ang Panginoon sa Jerusalem, di wala pong may papanganak na tagapagligtas sa Jerusalem. And so, maaring kay Jeremiah, sa mata niya, Lord, bakit ganito? Bakit niyo hinahayaan na lulupigin? Bakit marami sa mga bayan po ninyo padadalin niyo sa Babylonia? Simili, hopeless. And yet, in God's plan, mayroon pong gagawin ng Panginoon na mas lalo magbibigay ng kapurihan sa Kanya. And let me give this to you, mga kapatid, in our context today. How does this principle apply to us, that God predetermined Jeremiah to be a voice of repentance at that time? How about you? How about me? See, open your Bibles in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to 6. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4 to 6, it tells us that just as He chose us in Him, before what? Before the foundation of the world. Seems the same, di po ba? That we would be holy and blameless before Him. That in love, Jeremiah's call and our call as believers is the same. That in love, He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the kind intention of His will. Brethren, the same reason why God has called us as a church, He called us before the foundation of this world to become holy and blameless. Jeremiah was called to be a prophet in the middle of a community where it was full of wickedness and apostasy. My new brothers and sisters, you are also called by God in the middle of wickedness and apostasy. Pareho po ang ating pong panawagan. We were not included in this church family just to fulfill a Sunday obligation and to become unaware of the greater purpose of God. Ano ba ang purpose ng Panginoon sa atin? Sabi nga po diyan, for us to become holy and blameless before Him. To express the glory of God through our salvation. To become the light and salt of this world. To represent Jesus into the world. That we are indeed His ambassadors. Now, this is a question to all of us. The sad reality today is that many believers are unaware, worse, ignorant of such weighty call. Nakakalungkot ho na marami mga mananampalataya na nabubuhay na lang sa, okay, papasok sa trabaho, uwi sa bahay, mamumusta sa pamilya, papasok sa trabaho, mamumusta. Nakakalimutan po natin yung mataas na matayog na panawagan kung bakit tayo niligtas ng Panginoon. Kaya minsan ho, pagdating ho sa pagministeryo, wala akong pakialam. Wala akong pagsambit kung sino ang Diyos. Minsan nga po, natatakot pa nga tayo, naihiya pa nga tayo na magsabi kung sino ating tagapagligtas. Di po ba? Samantalang, yun ang panawagan ho natin mismo bilang mananampalataya. Nakukuha ho ba ninyo ang punto dito, mga kapatid? This is a sad reality that many believers today just live their lives unaware of the greater purpose of God, and that is to represent Christ into before this dying, apostate, wicked world. We live every day as if we do not care of that purpose. We don't care about God's mission. We lack and we ignore the overarching purpose of God in creating and saving you. And what is that overarching purpose? And that is the glory of God. Ang kapurihan ng Panginoon. Talaga ba, araw-araw, aware po tayo sa puri ng Panginoon? Gusto ba natin talaga na ang ating mga katrabaho, kapamilya, kamag-anak, kaibigan, kasama sa negosyo, na hindi lang negosyo ang makita, hindi lang pag-aaral ang makita, hindi lang ho pagkatrabaho makita sa akin, makita sa inyo, kundi ang kapurihan ng Panginoon. Because that is the overarching purpose why God created you and God saved you. Amen po ba? Are you still with me? And so Christians, believers, we live Sometimes we live on this earth unmindful of that calling. But you know, brethren, God predestined you with that call. God has chosen you with that call. And so, brethren, I pray that we will live that call in this time of apostasy and wickedness, and that is to proclaim and live out the gospel. And listen to this. As Christians, our highest call is to reflect Christ and His glory. At that time, Jeremiah's call is to represent God and His holiness. Today, our call is to represent the glory of God in Christ. Same banana. Hindi ho nagkakaiba. Huwag ho natin sabihin, oh, si Jeremiah yan talaga eh. Kasaysayan lang yan. History na yan. No, mga kapatid. That's why Ephesians chapter 1 tells us the same call, the same pattern, the same design. And so are we mindful of this truth? Do we sincerely, honestly live that kind of calling? Brethren, this is what God affirmed to Jeremiah. Sabi niya, Jeremiah, I have set you aside for this job. I have planned this call for you. I have built you to act in my behalf in this turbulent time. I have formed you, listen to the verbs, formed you, consecrated you, and appointed you. The same words, brethren, to you. Change the name. Jason, I have set you aside for this job. Jason, I have planned this call for you. Jason, I have built you to act in my behalf in this turbulent time. I have formed you, I have consecrated you, I have appointed you. Alam niyo mga kapatid, kung ganyan tayo mag-isip, naku mga kapatid, iba ang magiging testigo po natin at iba ang pag-ministeryo po natin sa mundo. Ang iba ang ibibigay po natin sa mundo, hindi lang po yung excellence po natin, kundi walang iba, ang ibibigay po natin sa kanila, sino ang Diyos. Still with me? Do you have that kind of perspective? And so, that is the first preparation God did to Jeremiah. God predestined him. Second, God prepares his messenger. Verse 6 to 7. Sabi niya, then I said, Jeremiah said, alas, Lord God, ah, Lord, no way. Are you serious, Lord? Talaga ba? Behold, I do not know how to speak. Bata pa po ako, Panginoon. Iba na lang. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go. You see, we always hear this, and this is a reality. Ito po ay katotohanan po talaga. God equips whom He calls, and that is a blessing. That is an encouragement to you. It is a comfort to know that the Lord who formed you, enables us and sustains us to fulfill the job. He enlisted us to service. He also equips us to accomplish it. He prepares His servants. He prepares us for the call. Ano yung concern ni Jeremiah sa kanyang konteksto? Sabi niya, bata pa po ako, Panginoon. Oh Lord, me? He does not know pa how to speak. Nako, nung ako po ay tinawag ng Panginoon, maging pastor, yan din po, Lord, nako, sino makikinig sa akin? At one point in time in my pastoral history in Felix, one older pastor told me, wag na kayo magpa-counsel kay Pastor Jason. Bakit? Bata pa yan. Wala pang experience yan. Nanliit po talaga ako. Tapos sasabihin ka pa na, mag-aral ka pa. Wow. You see, probably Jeremiah was 17 when God called him to be a prophet. And so Jeremiah's hesitation was a valid concern. Do not think na ang dami mo namang dahilan. Wag mo natin isipin agad-agad yon. Kasi may concern din talaga. Imagine ninyo, no? Ang trabaho niya, hindi yung pupunta lang na mag-share ho ng tipong repent, hindi. Hindi lang isang tao. Buong bansa pinag-uusapan natin dito. And so yung concern ni Jeremiah, Lord, bata pa po ako. Makikinig kaya sila? Na hindi ko pa nga alam magsalita. Meron pa nga akong tono ng Pangasinan, talo. Alam niyo yun? paano ka magiging effective? Paano ka sabihin, lalo na pag magagaling pa yung mga matatalino pa ngayon, mga may degree holder pa yung mga yan. Tapos sabihin, wow, high schooler ata yung pastor nila. Valid concern, mga kapatid. And maaari ikaw din yun, di ba? Lord, ako? Ako nga yung pinakamababang trabahador sa opisina namin. Tapos, sabihin ni Pastor, you will be a light to a wicked nation. Of course, yung context mo, yung trabaho mo. Sino ba ako? Pakikinggan ba nila ako? Pag sinabi yung boss, oh, who are you ba? I'm just one of the employee. Alam niyo yun? Maaari, ganun hon. We can identify with Jeremiah. He was called to speak for the judgment of God over the whole nation. Actually, not only one nation, but in verse, yung sa dulo nga, the nations. The nations. If you are a parent, listen to this. If you are a parent, would you allow your son to be a voice of doom to a dying and apostate nation? kaya mo? Tatawang po ako, pero titignan ko siya, what? What will be your hesitations as a parent? Will my son handle it correctly? Will my child handle the pressure kaya? Buong bansa? Naku, baka barilin lang yan, pugutan ng ulo. Will he give in? Pagka may grupo ng mga attorney o mga grupo ng mga professional, sabi nila, we will petition you. Mali yung sinasabi mo. Will he give in? Oo nga, mali talaga. Kayo kasi matatalino. O, tiyo, tama na, wala na. Yun ba? Will he abandon the post and join the majority rather than maintaining integrity and faithfulness? What would your friends say about you as a parent? Bakit mo hinayaan yung anak mo na yan? Kung ano na pinagsasabi? They might ask, what kind of parent would allow their son or their child to that kind of task? But you know what? We are not in the majority in terms of quantity. We are majority because God is on our side. God knew that, brethren. God was aware of Jeremiah's concern. And God did not forget that Jeremiah is but man. And what did God say to Jeremiah in verse 7? But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go. Jeremiah, huwag ka na mag-alala dyan. Alam ko yan. Bata ka pa, pinili na kita sa trabaho na yan, pero i-equip din kita. Did you notice, brethren, where God has told, what God has told Jeremiah? God said that He will only send Jeremiah where God wanted him to go. That means God sends you and I where God wants us to go. Kung sa trabaho mo, dyan ka nilagay ng Panginoon, God will prepare you. God equips you. God will supply us for something He sets us to do. Observe, brethren, that word everywhere in verse 7. Sabi niya, do not say I'm youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go. You see, everywhere is not determined by our own will. At ang literal rendition po ng verse na yan, sabi niya, you speak, I command you, and you shall go, I shall send you to whom. And basically po, sabi po na isa po manunulat, just listen to this. Only to those men or peoples is he to go to whom God sends him. And to them, he is to declare only what God commands him. And so he needs be in no anxiety on this head that as a youth, he has no experience in the matter of speaking. Sabi po nung manunulat, nung nagbigay ng commentary, yung pong verse po na yun, sinasabi niya doon na huwag kang mag-alala. Hindi kita ilalagay sa isang bagay na ikaw ang magsasalita sa sarili mong pananaw, sarili mong karunungan. I will send you to where I want you to go, and I will give you the word. It is my word. It is my message. Titingnan po natin yan mamaya din po. And brethren, again, what does this principle apply to us today? Listen, isn't it true that we talk like Jeremiah most of the time? We make excuses when we are at the point when the Lord has already set us to minister to others. And let me give you two theological preparations God has already made for you. Una, God prepared you through the work of what we call positional holiness attained through salvation. Okay? So, bilang mananampalataya, paano tayo hinanda ng Panginoon? Una, na tayo ay pinabanal na ng Diyos sa mata ng makasalanang mundo. Ikaw ay iba na. At nag-umpisa po yan sa tinatawag po nating kaligtasan. The moment you said, Lord, I surrender, I receive the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the first and most important preparation God has given you as a light to the world. Bakit? Kasi iba ka na sa mundo. Kung wala yon, eh hindi ka magiging iba sa mundo, kasama ka ng mundo. Tama ba? No. Again, mga kapatid, look, open your Bibles po, Titus chapter 3, 5-8. Still with me? Titus chapter 3, verse 5-8. Verse 5, He saved us, salvation, not on the basis of our deeds or what we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, by the washing of regeneration, binorn again ka ng Panginoon, by the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out through one means, and that is in Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we would be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Verse 8. That is a trustworthy statement. That salvation is true. And concerning these things, I want you to speak confidently. Dahil niligtas ka ng Panginoon, nililis ka ng Diyos, so that those who have believed God will be careful to engage in good deeds. Ano ang point ni Pablo doon? Paano ka hinanda ng Panginoon na maging mabuti sa maraming, sa mata ng maraming tao dahil iba ka? He saved you. Our positional holiness. Second, paano tayo hinanda ng Panginoon? He prepares us also through the work of what we call progressive holiness. Sabi nga po ni Pablo, walk in a manner worthy of your calling. Why? Because you are now representing Christ. Mayroon kang responsibilidad na mamuhay ng banal para sa ganun, masabi nilang makadiyos yan. Yan ay rebuke sa amin na mamakasalanan dahil siya nabubuhay para sa Diyos. We have the responsibility. At dito nagkakatalo ang mga maraming mananampalataya. Yes, they know that God saved them. Pero ang buhay ay pabaya. Tanong, paano natin mafulfill yung panawagan po na yun? That principle is laid out by the Apostle Peter himself in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10-9. Again, just look at your Bibles just to affirm this truth. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Sabi po sa may verse 10, as to this salvation, the prophets who prophesied that the grace would come to you. And then in verse 12, it was revealed to them that they were not serving others and that the Holy Spirit was sent to you. And in verse 13, this is a responsibility, what we call progressive holiness, our responsibility to live a holy life as a rebuke to the dying world, to the apostate world. Prepare your minds for action, keep sober in spirit, fix your hope completely in Christ. And in verse 16, be holy because God is holy. And so, bakit ko po sinasabi po ito, mga kapatid? Listen to me. Bilang mananampalataya, wala na ho tayong excuse para gampanan ang panawagan po na ito. Dahil nilinis ka na ng Diyos at binigyan ka ng utos na maging banal sa harapan po ng Diyos at sa harapan po ng tao. Amen? Wala na. Kaya nga po mga kapatid, actually po, ang naghihinder po sa atin bilang mananampalataya to minister to the world, no? To share the gospel to the world, to live out the gospel, is what we call, itong buong hindrance na ito, is what we call unbelief and sin. Unbelief and sin. Sin is the one that hinders us to respond in a godly way to a wicked and apostate generation. So kung ikaw, pabaya ka sa buhay mo bilang mananampalataya, alam mo kung ikaw ay tunay na Kristiyano, mararamdaman mo yun, sa totoo lang. Mararamdaman at mararamdaman mo, ilang ka, at medyo aloof ka na magsabi ng gasol. Bakit? Kasi sasabi lang naman, ikaw naman eh. Ikaw naman, mandaraya ka sa negosyo mo eh. Ikaw naman eh. Talaga ba? Nananalangin ka? Eh, sungit-sungit mo nga eh. Si sin is what hinders us to respond in a godly way before a wicked and a sinful generation. And so God prepares us, or God predestined us, God prepares us. Third, God protects His messenger in verse 8. In verse 8 tells us, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you," declares the Lord. You see, brethren, it is a devastating event in Jeremiah's life was when he saw with his very eyes the actual fulfillment of his judgment prophecy. Grabe, no? Before po, during the time of Josiah, 17 years old siya, tinawag ng Panginoon, at sabi ng Panginoon, "I have chosen you to declare my judgment against this people, Judah." And in 588 BC, 2 years after, nakita niya, or 2 years, no? 586 BC, nakita niya mismo kung paano ho nilupig, sinalakay ng Babylonia ang bayang Judah. Nakita niya mismo kung paano ho talaga yung fulfillment ng propesiya ng paghatol ng Diyos sa Judah. Brethren, what was the promise of God to Jeremiah? 42 years. Siguro naman, marami po siya mga pagkakataong binugbog. In which is nangyari? He was thrown into the dungeon. Pero hindi po siya namatay. Hindi po siya namatay. Because this is the promise of the Lord to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, God said, "God will deliver me." Or "God will I will deliver you. Therefore, you must not be afraid." You see, brethren, again, look at me. In verse 8, the word "deliver" there is basically, it means rescue. It means rescue. "I will rescue you." Okay? Sabi po ng Panginoon, "God, I will save you, Jeremiah, from danger to safety." But given the context, listen to this. Given the context, the meaning of that word "deliver," although it means saving, in that context, it has the meaning of authority and power. Hindi lang yan, ililigtas kita. Kundi, nung sinabi ng "I will deliver you," in the context of Jeremiah's call, it means, "I have the authority and power over your life and even the context, your surrounding context condition. Ako ay mayroong karapatan at kakayanan at kapangyarihan." It means, brethren, that God has the power and authority to deliver you as long as He wills. So, balik po tayo sa konteksto po natin ngayon. Kung tinawag ka ng Panginoon bilang mananampalataya, at ang ating panawagan ay yung tinatawag nating higher purpose, the glory of God in us, our salvation, hindi ka mamamatay dyan sa mission field mo, kapatid, kung trabaho man yan o sa paaralan, hanggat hahayaan ng Panginoon. Walang sasaktan sa iyo hanggat iaalaw ng Panginoon. Dahil hindi tayo at the mercy nung mga tao sa paligid natin, we are at the mercy sa kamay po ng Panginoon. Kaya ho tayo maging matapang dahil, "Lord, kung ito na po talaga, then ito na po. Pero kung hindi pa, oh Lord, okay lang po." And you see, brethren, no one and nothing will ever hurt us unless God allows it. Last time po, we have a Bible study sa San Carlos and I'm excited to share this to you. Okay? Last Wednesday, online yung Bible study po namin. And then marami po nag-attend, may mga pamilya, naka-online po, nasa TV po ako, messenger yung ginagamit po namin. And then mayroon pong pumasok po na tatlo pong mga 60s, 50s, nakainom. Pagpasok ko ng isa, okay lang. Pagpasok ng isa, okay lang. Pagpasok ng pangatlo, nagsisigaw. Okay? Siyempre, habang nagtuturo ako, ganda-ganda pa man turo ko, "This year, God will give you refuge. God will encourage you." Parang ganon. "Amen! Amen!" Gagano. Alam niyo yung mga lasing na nanggugulo pagka Bible study o pagka may lamay nang minuturo. Oh! Nagpapangasin ng tuloy. Sino ba yan? Gaganon? Ganon. So, na-distract na. Na-distract na talaga. So, titigil ako na ganyan. Ako, paano kaya to? Tapos, yung dalawang facilitator po natin doon, kinuha na yung lasing. Sabi niya, "Halika dito at mag-usap tayo." Sabi nung aking tito na nagpa-facilitate. Ayaw nung lasing. "Amen! Oh, Pastor!" Ganon-ganon pa siya. Nakaka-distract. Wala na talaga. Distracted na. And eventually po, yung mga pinsan, kapatid ko, syempre, dahil lagatin ng Bible study, kinuha yung lasing at nilagay nila sa gate. Kung nakapunta na kayo sa amin, alam nyo yung gate, medyo mayroong space. Talagang kinalatkan na. papunta dun sa labas. And eventually po, so tinuloy, nag-pray, nag-closing prayer na ako, tapos syempre, in-end ko na yung messenger, buti nilang wala ako doon. Syempre, yung mga doon na medyo nagulo. Ah, ganyan. Seemingly, it, wow, Lord, ano ba nangyari? But you know, Romans 8:28, God caused all things to work together for our good. Yung aking pong tito, he said, okay lang yun, walang problema yun. Kinaumagahan, pinuntahan nila yung bahay nung lasing na yun. At nagsusorry po yung asawa. Sorry po yung asawa, pati yung anak. And eventually po, nung hindi nagpakita yung lalaki, binalikan ulit nila ng hapon. At sabi ng asawa, alam niyo po, manong, naggulong yan sa buong araw, nahihiya sa ginawa. And praise God, yung response po ng mga kapatiran doon. They ministered, they asked forgiveness also kasi kinaladkad nga talaga siya. Katalagang kinaladkad doon talaga. They ask forgiveness also from the man. And of course, yung tao, humingi ng tawad. And praise God. Again, Romans 8:28. God allowed that to have one Bible study ulit in their place. At yung lugar po nila, hindi po yung lugar po na barangay namin, kundi meron po silang lugar doon sa tinatawag nilang baybay. Alam niyo naman, pag sa probinsya, kapag ka isang pamilya nakuha mo, mga pinsan-pinsan sumasama na yan. And when we talk about this, nung pong last Thursday, sabi ko po doon sa the facilitator, okay, this is really the work of God. Because when we are serious about sharing the gospel to other people, hindi po magiging sitting pretty lang si Satanas. Gagawa at gagawa siya ng maraming hindrances. At yun pong gagamitin niya talaga. Yun ang ginamit ni Satanas na hinder yung sharing that time. And yet, we are not at the mercy of that situation or even Satan. We are the mercy of God. God can cause even bad things to work together for our good and for your glory. And in the context of Jeremiah, though it was a bad indeed situation at that time, God will judge his people, and yet God promised that he will protect his prophet. We are at the mercy of God. Amen? Bottom line, brethren, is this. Again, we are at the mercy of our gracious and all-knowing Father. God protects us, and until that time which he had ordained for our days to cease, no one will ever hinder and stop us from worshiping and serving him. Amen. Do you believe this? Have you put your trust in Christ? Do you realize this truth, brethren? God has put you in your mission field, and no one and nothing will hurt you unless God permits it so. Then be bold. That's why sabi ng Panginoon, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Last po, lapit na po tayo. God predestined his messenger. God prepares his messenger. God protects his messenger. And lastly, God provides for his messenger. Verse 9, then the Lord stretched out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdom to pluck up and break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. Jeremiah's call was the pattern the Lord has been doing throughout history, brethren. He doesn't just encourage us with the mandate of our call. He does not just prepare us for the task of representing him to the world. He promises also protection, and also he provides the words that we are to proclaim in this wicked to this wicked and sinful people. God said to Jeremiah, I will put my words to your mouth. Jeremiah's message came not from his own imagination or skill nor intuition. The message of judgment and the call to repentance are all part of God's scheme. In this passage, brethren, we see God's way of affirming to Jeremiah that he will go to the people bearing the message of the one who knows them very well. So hindi kailangan na mag-create si Jeremiah ng ibang mensahe dahil ang nakakaunawa sa bayang Huda ay walang iba kundi ang Panginoon mismo. Kaya ang dadalhin ni Jeremiah ay hindi sarili niyang opinion, ang dadalhin ni Jeremiah at ang dadalhin mo, kaibigan, ay ang opinion ng Diyos dahil siyang nakakaalam ng lahat. That's why God said, I will put my words, not your words, to your mouth. God provides us the message. God provides us the message. Well, the question now is, parehas ba ng ating mensahe ngayon sa mensahe ni Jeremias, ni Jeremiah? You see, Jeremiah told the people of Judah about their sinful heart. Jeremiah 17 verse 9. Alam po natin yan, di po ba? Jeremiah did not toy around with, oh, hindi, okay ka lang. God has a wonderful plan for you. No, Jeremiah categorically, specifically, directly told them, no, the heart is deceitful above all else. What else? Jeremiah also told them about their sinful ways. You have turned your back against the Lord. Pinili mo yung mga babasagin kaysa yung sariwang tubig na ibibigay sa'yo ng Panginoon. Mas pinili natin yung temporal at hindi makakapag-satisfy. You have turned your back against God. Jeremiah 5:21-22. Jeremiah got the message, and this message he told them about the consequences of sin. Well, God will judge you. Hindi yung, I don't know kung paparusahan ka ng Panginoon. It is not me who will decide kung okay ka na Buddhist, moral ka na Buddhist, or moral ka na Catholic. Hindi ako ang mag-judge sa you. Hindi ka naniniwala kay Kristo. I don't know. No. Ayaw mo sa Panginoon, God, you will face justice because God is holy. The same message that we are now sending to the world is the same also message that God preached or Jeremiah preached to the people of Judah. Jeremiah 3 verse 22, also Jeremiah preached about repentance. Come, return. If you see Jeremiah 3 verse 22 and even Jeremiah 4 verse 1, mayroon pong tinatawag po na figure of speech na repetition, paulit-ulit. Return to me, O faithless sons, and I will give you faithfulness. Paulit-ulit, the return and the faithless and the faithful, the same word na binabanggit. And the emphasis there is repent. Ang point, pag paulit-ulit po tayo mga magulang, ano ibig sabihin yan? Makulit tayo, hindi. Di ba? Importante yan, makinig ka, kasi paulit-ulit na yung nanay mo eh. Yung tatay, hindi. Yung nanay lang, hindi. Sorry po. Paulit-ulit tayo eh. Ganyan din ang Panginoon. Return to me, O faithless sons. Return. Pag sinabi ng Panginoon, paulit-ulit, mag-repent ka talaga, makinig ka. And that is the message of Jeremiah. Return, repent. At the same time also, this is a wonder also prophecy. Though judgment message or judgment theme on Jeremiah also, God made sure that the people of Judah will hope for that day when the branch who will come forth from the tribe of Jesse, from the tribe of Judah, will restore the people of Judah. At sino yung branch na yon na binabanggit sa Jeremiah chapter 33? Wala iba kundi ang Messias. So Jeremiah preached the sinful heart, preached about their sinful ways, preached about their consequences of their sin, preached about repentance, and most of all, he preached the glory of the Messiah, which is the hope of not only the nation of Israel, but the nations all over the world. The glory of the Messiah. So the message Jeremiah bore and told the people of Judah should be heard by our people as well. Kung ano yung narinig po nila nung panahon po ni Jeremias, yan din po dapat ang marinig po nila sa atin. At sinong gagamitin ng Panginoon, mga kapatid? Sino? Guess who? The church. The church God will use to preach repentance and the glory of the Messiah. You are today's Jeremiah. Don't think, mga missionaries na lang. O yung mga pastor na lang. Alam nila yan eh. No, the church. That's why God prepared you. Salvation and sanctification. You are today's Jeremiah. We should bear and or herald the Lord's message. We should take on the legacy of the weeping prophet. We should continue this call. The problem, brethren, is that we are facing in the church today is that we are called the beacon and pillar, the gospel. Problem, we abandon the message. Many Christians abandon this message. How can you expect revival? How can you expect repentance? Brethren, this is my appeal, and this is the church leader's appeal to you as believers. Let us not abandon the gospel call. Let us not abandon the message of Jeremiah. This is the essence why we have missions and evangelism. This is what makes us believers unique in this world, because we have the gospel, we have the word of God. We have been saved by the gospel truth. We have the message of redemption. We carry the word of repentance and God's transforming grace through Christ. Listen to this, brethren. We are the bearers of the message that brings great joy. Let us not abandon the message. Let us not abandon the message of Jeremiah. Amen. Di pa po tayo tapos. 2 minutes. How then should this truth apply to us, affect us? Una, as Christians, we should obey the call of God. We should obey the call. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, you are God's ambassadors. Sa amin po, sa mga accountant, we have this principle and agency principle. The agency will not act differently or iba sa sinasabi ng principal, di ba? Kapag mayroon tatawag na breach of contract, kapag yung agency gumawa siya ng isang bagay na hindi po gusto o nais o pinag-usapan ng principal. Yan ang ibig sabihin ng ambassador. We should not act differently according to what God has intended for us to do. We are ambassadors. You are ambassador. So then, obey the call of God. Second, as Christians, we should serve faithfully. 42 years. 42 years. Eh, kapatid, 4 days ka pa lang dyan. Give up ka na. 42 years. Yes, brethren, result could confidently give us assurance, Lord, it is your work. But sometimes results and fruit hindi darating. Because God demands us, not the fruit, not yung consequences ng ginagawa natin in terms of yung obedience natin, but faithfulness. Faithfulness. And lastly, as Christians, we should act with compassion, which is basically titignan po natin next Sunday. Amen? So that is Jeremiah and God's judgment over a wicked and sinful nation. Let us pray. Lord, salamat po sa kabutihan po ni sa amin. Thank you, Lord God, for your message. Help us, Lord God, not to abandon this message. Help us, Lord God, to be faithful with this message, Lord. Help us to be beacons, light, salt of this world, so that they might know you. They might know the glory of the God who saves us, who sanctifies us. The glory of God, which is the ultimate, the highest blessing a person could ever have. Thank you, Lord. Salamat po. And as we give of our tithes and offering, we pray, Lord God, that we will give with faith. We will give, Lord God, because we know that you are our provider, that you will sustain us. Please protect us, Lord. Protect us, Panginoon, sa mga, hindi lang po sa COVID, kundi sa mga maraming pwede pong madapuan, pwede pong matamaan, tumama na sakit sa amin, Panginoon. Ingatan niyo po kami. Tumayin po sa mga dalangin sa pangalan ng iyong Panginoong Jesus. Amen.